As with all meditations, start by getting really, really comfortable. So you may choose to lie on your back, or if you are seated, find a way to get comfortable. If your feet are dangling off the floor, maybe there's a book or a foam yoga block under them just to give some support so your legs aren't just hanging out at the hip joints. If you need to place a blanket behind your spine or back or around you, you don't need to sit on the floor. It might be in a comfortable chair. Or maybe you decide to lie down, place your feet on them, on the floor. And then you can always create some movement. Maybe some little movements through the spine or the head or the neck, just to loosen up any tension. And then you may start by bringing your awareness to where your seat meets the chair or the floor. So we're starting off by anchoring. We're starting to bring our mind onto one sense object, so we're not having to focus with a thousand different things. We're starting to bring the mind inward. And then if you notice that your mind wanders off on a thought or something else, that's okay. Just gently guide it back to maybe you're noticing something physically like your seat or your spine, or maybe you start to shift your awareness towards your breath, noticing the shifts and changes as you inhale and exhale. With each breath, there'll be movement in the rib cage, the belly. You might hear the breath or feel it in some other way. And above all, don't force anything. Feel free to move or shift at any point. Feel free to even get up and walk around if that's what you need. Now, maybe you let your awareness drop to the breath for a bit. See if you can just gently lengthen the inhale and then gently lengthen the exhale, noticing, not forcing. And just feeling with each inhale, what sensations do you notice most? Maybe it's a sensation on your mouth or your nostrils. Maybe you're noticing something in your chest or your belly. And just take another moment just to bring your full awareness to breath. And as we begin this practice, remember that we all have minds that wander. There's nothing wrong with you if you get lost in a thought or other sensation. That's just the nature of our brain, to get distracted, to notice, to wander off, to be anywhere but here and now in the moment. So the goal with the first part of the meditation is just to ground the mind on an anchor, like your breath or the body, so that you always have that place to come back to if you get too lost in a thought and need to come back home or ground. And as you let your awareness move towards your mind, there will probably be a thought of some kind. And just as you watched your breath come and go, imagine you could just watch your thoughts. Maybe you imagine them as clouds in the sky. A thought rises up, it drifts through your mind's sky, and then eventually it drifts off. Remember, you're the observer. And if a thought becomes uncomfortable or difficult, you can always bring your awareness back to your body or your breath. If you find yourself getting wrapped up in a story, an example of a story is you hear a dog bark, and all of a sudden it's not just a sound vibration, it's the story about how the neighbor leaves the dog out, and the dog is annoying, and what am I going to do about the dog? And if you find yourself going down a storyline, gently guide your way back to the body or the breath. And then just begin to gently watch your mind again, noticing whatever thoughts come up. And as these thoughts arise, begin to notice if you sense anything in the body, any sensations that shift or change. Maybe you're feeling more tightening in the head or chest or neck. Maybe the breath changes in some way, some different tension. And don't try to change it, just notice it, feel it. Maybe there's an emotion that is part of this thought. Often our thoughts are driven by doubt or fear or anxiety. Or maybe you're feeling joy. And then as you watch and notice the different sensations associated with this thought, they may shift or change. Something may change physically, Maybe the tension releases or you feel it in a different place. And often emotions are complex. What first comes off as anger may in fact be fear underneath it, or some other sensation gives way as you watch and you notice. And as another thought rises, just let yourself watch and notice. Rather than getting stuck in the thought, notice the sensations in the body. Notice the sensations of the emotions. And if any one of them becomes difficult or you become physically uncomfortable, feel free to either move or bring awareness back to body or breath or something else. Nothing's forced. Nothing has to be a should. Just notice, feel it out. And above all, observe with compassion. Observe with some curiosity, or maybe even a sense of humor. And now the next time a thought comes up, I want you to imagine that that thought becomes a separate soap bubble. Imagine a big soap bubble wrapping itself around the thought. And each separate thought floats in its bubble, separated from you. You can just observe the bubble rising and then observe the bubble drifting away. And then as another thought comes up, imagine that bubble becoming bigger, shifting, floating, whatever sense you're feeling about that bubble. And just watch it. Maybe you even envision the thought within that soap bubble. Separate from you, something that shifts and changes and moves and eventually flows through you. And just let the bubbles flow through. One may contain a judgmental thought, another may contain a list, or maybe there's a story. And maybe that story needs a couple of bubbles. See if you can imagine wrapping them up in a big soap bubble and then letting them drift through and eventually drift away. And if you get caught up in a story or a thought, you can always return to the breath or physical sensation and then go back to watching or noticing the thoughts. And then take your awareness back to breath. And this time, if you get stuck on a thought or you notice thoughts taking you away from awareness of breath, gently return your awareness back to the shifts and changes. Maybe you're noticing breath on one spot, like the mouth or the nose, or maybe it's in your chest or your belly. Whatever you notice most about breath, just let your attention rest on that one place and feel all the different sensations as you inhale and all the different sensations as you exhale. And then you will probably get distracted by another sound sensation or a physical sensation or a thought, and that's okay. Just gently guide your way back. Think of that breath as an anchor that's keeping your mind focused into the now, into the moment. And it's not a lockdown, it's not a force, it's just noticing when you've lost attention and then gently guiding your way back to that one sensation. With judgment, without judgment, with compassion. And then when you're ready to release the practice, maybe you take some little movements, letting the body move from side to side, or let the head or neck move. You can keep the eyes closed, bring your awareness to just that sense of movement, sense of freedom, of flow. And then take an inhale in. And as you exhale, you can go ahead and release the practice. Just let it go. And then whenever you're ready, your eyes can open.